three candidates from the official Monster Raving Loony Party are going to stand in Derbyshire. There are currently only 29 candidates standing across the country from the party. Elsewhere, they're more geographically spread. BBC Radio Derby's Tom Darby went to meet the local candidates and hear their ideas.
Everything that goes on in the lead-up to a general election can be enough to send anybody loony. And in Derbyshire, that really seems to be the case, as there are three people standing for the official Monster Raving Loony Party here. Well, I met up with them at their headquarters in Belper to discuss the upcoming election and their policies.
I'm Nick, the Flying Brick. I'm the Shadow Minister for the Abolition of Gravity. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to stand this time. I usually stand for West Derbyshire.
So you say you're the Shadow Minister for the Abolition of Gravity. What's your problem with gravity?
I want to abolish it.
It keeps letting you down.
Well, it has let me down very badly in the past. I used to paraglide, and I went for a holiday in South Africa, and I got a bit of a pasting in a small twister and smashed into the ground.
What are your other policies?
I'm really a single-issue politician.
Are you serious? I'm the candidate for the Monster Raving Loony Party in the new constituency of Mid Derbyshire.
What do you think about your chances of taking this new constituency?
It's going to be a loony landslide. We've got no competition at all, just a couple of councillors from Allestree.
What are your policies?
The topical one at the moment, obviously, is the large government deficit. So what we're going to do is we're going to convert 10 Downing Street into a hair salon, and we're going to call it Government Cuts. It's one of our fringe policies, bit of a grey area. And with the money from that, we'll finance the deficit.
I'm Sam Thing, standing for the Amber Valley constituency in Derbyshire. I only have one policy, as I'm a very new member. We all know that people aren't selling houses at the moment, so people's houses are becoming their castle. So I propose that we give grants to truly turn houses into castles. Grants for moats, grants for drawbridges, and grants for turrets if you really want them.
What made you think of this?
Well, it's got to attract more Americans, doesn't it? With the exchange rate at the moment, not many Americans coming over. So if they've got more castles to look at, we'll get more Americans over.
Those are just some of their many loony policies. But did you know that the Monster Raving Loony Party was one of the first parties to suggest things like pet passports, voting at the age of 18, and 24-hour drinking, all of which are now part of the law? So who knows, maybe soon we'll be seeing people turning their houses into castles.
And as the election grows closer, it's emerged that three members of the official Monster Raving Loony Party are standing in Derbyshire, and more may follow. The candidate for Mid Derbyshire, Are You Serious, outlines some of his policies.
We're going to ban all forms of greyhound racing, that will stop the country going to the dogs. It's proposed that the European Union end its discrimination in courts by creating a court of human lefts. These are definite policies.